Welcome to Narratives. A haint is a southern term for a ghost or spirit, and in the house the Turner family inhabit in Detroit in Angela Flournoy's novel, it is the children who claim to have witnessed this aggressive materialization.
The eldest of Francis and Viola Turner's 13 children claimed that the big room of the house on Yarrow Street was haunted for at least one night. A ghost, a haint, if you will, tried to pull Cha-Cha out of the big room's second-story window. The big room was not, in actuality, very big. Could hardly be considered a room. For some other family, it might have made a decent storage closet or a mother's cramped sewing room. For the Turners, it became the only single-occupancy bedroom in their overcrowded house, a rare and coveted space. In the summer of 1958, Cha-Cha, the eldest at 14 years, was in the throes of a gangly-legged, croaky-voiced adolescence. Smelling himself, his mother Viola called it. Tired of sharing a bed with younger brothers who peed and kicked and drooled and blanket-hogged, Cha-Cha woke up one evening, untangled himself from his brother's errant limbs, and stumbled into the whatnot closet across the hall. He slept on the floor, curled up with his back against dusty boxes, and started a tradition. From then on, when one Turner child got grown and gone, as Francis described it, the next child crossed the threshold into the big room. The haunting, according to the other children, occurred during the very same summer that the big room became a bedroom. Lonnie, the youngest child then, was the first to witness the haint's attack. He'd just begun visiting the bathroom alone and was headed there when he had the opportunity to save his brother's life. Three-year-olds are of a tenuous reliability, but to this day, Lonnie recalls the form of a pale-hued young man lifting Cha-Cha by his pajama collar out of the bed and toward the narrow window. Back then, a majority of the homeowners in that part of Detroit's east side were still white, and the street had no empty lots. Cha-Cha sneaking out! Cha-Cha sneaking out with the white boy, Lonnie sang. He stamped his little feet on the floorboards. Soon Quincy and Russell spilled into the hallway. They saw Cha-Cha, all elbows and fists, swinging at the haint. It had let go of Cha-Cha's collar and was now on the defensive. Quincy would later insist that the haint emitted a blue, electric-looking light, and each time Cha-Cha's fist connected with its body, the entire thing flickered like a faulty lamp. 7-year-old Russell fainted. Little Lonnie stood transfixed, a pool of urine at his feet, his eyes open wide. Quincy banged on his parents' locked bedroom door. Viola and Frances Turner were not in the habit of waking up to tend to ordinary child nightmares or bedwetting kerfluffles. Francie, the eldest girl at 12, burst into the crowded hallway, just as Cha-Cha was giving the haint his worst. She would later say the haint's skin had a jellyfish-like translucency and the pupils of its eyes were huge, dark discs. "Let him go and run, Cha-Cha," Francie yelled. "He ain't running me out of here," Cha-Cha yelled back. With the exception of Lonnie, who had been crying, the four Turner children in the hallway fell silent. They'd heard plenty of tales of mischievous haints from their cousins down south. They pushed people into wells, made hangmen dance midair, so it did not follow that a spirit from the other side would have to spend several minutes fighting off a territorial 14-year-old. Francie possessed an aptitude for level-headedness in the face of crisis. She decided she'd seen enough of this paranormal beatdown. She marched into Cha-Cha's room, grabbed her brother by his stretched-out collar, and dragged him back into the hall. She slammed the big room door behind them and pulled Cha-Cha to the floor. They landed in Lonnie's piss. "That haint tried to run me out of the room," Cha-Cha said. He wore the indignant look, eyebrows raised, lips parted, of someone who has suffered an unbearable affront. "There ain't no haints in Detroit," Francis Turner said. His children jerked at the sound of his voice. That was how he existed in their lives, suddenly there, on his own time, his quiet authority augmenting the air in a room. He stepped over their skinny brown legs and opened the big room's door.
You've been listening to Angela Flournoy reading from her book, The Turner House. Narratives is produced by Karina Winmoylan at Hearts Canvas Bay FM 99.9.